With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In an online video call with other mayors, New York City's Eric Adams says the city has enacted a new ordinance to restrict the hours that buses and planes can drop off migrants from Texas into New York, which was nearly 4,000 people just last week.
We must feed, clothe, house, educate children, and all the services that you would give a normal adult. And we're seeing that play out on our streets of New York. And that is what the breaking point looks like.
Meanwhile, a caravan of at least 7,500 migrants continues to march through Mexico toward the U.S. southern border. People from 24 different countries believed to be part of that massive group. Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors seek to bar Donald Trump from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial. Julie Walker has more.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
More Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports that jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23rd, an increase of 12,000. The Dow had 99 points, the NASDAQ up 26. This is SRN News. America rose up against woke capitalism in 2023.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has declined to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on sex change operations for children. The Department of Justice had asked to put the case on hold as similar ones wind up toward the Supreme Court. District Judge Lylesburg said no, adding that a stay might be appropriate later if the High Court decides to review similar bans enacted by other states. This is SRN News. Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again.
They can go back in stores after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The ITC, a federal agency, ordered the halt to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Apple stopped selling the two watch models in the U.S. on Thursday to comply with the ITC ruling. The court's action will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to reinstate the ITC order as it hears Apple's appeal. Keith Peters reporting.
If you're an Amazon Prime Video user, get ready to see ads on movies and TV shows starting next month. Those who want to keep their movies and TV shows ad-free will have to pay an additional $2.99. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.